In the face of the bad example of the Pharisees, our Lord needed to remind the apostles that in the end what mattered was that the will of God was done, and that any idea of self-importance or self-aggrandizement was to be wholly foreign from their spirit. He didn't challenge the authority of the Pharisees. He said, do as they say, but not as they do. He asked the apostles, however, to imitate their true teacher. He said, one only is your teacher, the Christ. And our Lord said many things during his public ministry, but one of the reasons, the great reason why the people listened to him, one of the reasons I should say, some of the reasons were because of the miracles, of course, but one of the major reasons why people listened to our Lord is because, as they said, he spoke not like the Pharisees, but with authority. Pharisees had a lot of great things to say, but they bound up heavy burdens on men's backs and didn't do anything to move them themselves. They said, but they did not. And it's our job to follow the path of Christ, who both said and did. And it is in the doing that the Word is made flesh, as we say. It is in the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross, his willingness to carry the burdens that have been bound on our backs by our own sinfulness, and even to remove them and replace them. Instead of the burden of our sins, he replaces them with the burden of the cross, and he shows us how to carry it all the way to Calvary and to Easter Sunday. And only he can teach us. No one else can teach us. We can't learn it in a book, although we should learn many things in books. We have to learn it on our knees and in the presence of the Master himself, especially in the Blessed Sacrament. And so today, during this celebration of our preparation for Easter, we can come before our Lord in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, in the Blessed Sacrament, and we can ask for the grace to carry that burden, to be unburdened, first of all, of our sins and our selfishness, and to be invested with the yoke of Christ's cross, and to learn how to carry it, not only willingly, but also lovingly, after our Lord's example. And we can be thankful that our Lord teaches us, not only by the example that we witness in the scriptures, but he also teaches us, more importantly, by his living presence in our lives, and most especially by the Blessed Sacrament. And so we are united to him really and truly, and to his sacrificial love when we receive him in Holy Communion. It is there more than anywhere else that he is our teacher, and he is the only one that can show us the way.